Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. God's word for us today comes from the epistle lesson in Paul's letter to the Colossians. In the first chapter, beginning at the 21st verse, the apostle writes, "You, who once were alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, he has now reconciled in his body of flesh by his death, in order to present you holy and blameless and above reproach before him, if indeed you continue in the faith, stable and steadfast, not shifting from the hope of the gospel that you heard, which has been proclaimed in all creation under heaven, and of which I, Paul, became a minister." This is God's word. Friends in Christ, you are not perfect, and neither am I. On those words, billions of dollars of advertising are spent every single year, and spend as we might, it still doesn't solve the problem. I am not perfect. On these four words lies much social and psychological anxiety. When your dad yelled at you, when your mom gave you that disappointed look, when the report card was sent home from school, when you were turned down for a date, when you didn't make first string, when you forgot your spouse's birthday, when you were passed over for a promotion, you were reminded, you are not perfect. Scripture reminds us of the same. Noah followed the Lord in stunning fashion, built an ark, but afterwards he drank a little too much and embarrassed himself. Abraham was a great patriarch, but he was not above lying to save himself. God used Moses powerfully to deliver his people out of slavery in Egypt, but Moses did not always resist the temptation to change God's orders, even just a little bit. David, God's chosen king, a man after God's own heart, but that did not stop him from abusing his power in some pretty gross ways. And these are the heroes of the Bible. You should see the villains. How do you handle your imperfection? People try all sorts of things. Some double down on trying really hard to be moral and good, and they become perfectionists. But that really doesn't bring them any peace. Some go in the completely opposite direction and reject moral standards. Since they can't live up to them anyway, what's the point? That can seem fun and even liberating for a time, but it pretty predictably leads to self-destruction. The fatal flaw in perfectionism and the fatal flaw in a no-rules philosophy is that they put the focus on self and leave God out of it, which is where all imperfection really begins. And then the problem multiplies because, in the language of the Apostle Paul, the natural self is alienated from God. Because the natural self is not perfect. And God is. If that sounds like a lot to overcome, you're right. In fact, our imperfection problem is so profound that we cannot fix it on our own. I am not perfect, and no amount of work on my part is going to change that. That's the bad news. Is there good news? Well, listen. Colossians chapter 1, beginning verse 21. And you who were once alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, he has now reconciled in his body of flesh by his death, in order to present you holy and blameless and above reproach before him. If indeed you continue in the faith, stable and steadfast, not shifting from the hope of the gospel that you heard. Did you hear it? The problem of our imperfection has been dealt with. All of the symptoms of our imperfection, alienation from God, hostile thoughts towards God, evil deeds that we've done, they've all been canceled. How is that possible? This tells us. He, Jesus, has now reconciled with you in his body of flesh by his death, in order to present you holy, blameless, and above reproach before him. Let those words sink in. Jesus has done all of the work to repair the relationship. Where there was alienation and isolation, Jesus crossed the divide in order to reconcile with us. And to make that work, he had to do something extraordinary. He didn't just swallow his pride and take the first step towards reconciliation. He didn't just extend an olive branch of peace. To make it work, he had to die in horrible fashion, isolated and alone, on a Roman cross. How does that help our imperfection problem? Here's how. Jesus was the only person who ever lived a perfect life. This is one of the astonishing claims of Christian truth. But rather than treat that as a personal achievement on his part, Jesus gave his perfect life as a sacrifice on the cross, so that his perfection could be applied to you and me. This is how the problem of our imperfection has been solved. Jesus' perfection has been credited to your account, and you receive it by faith. That's why Paul writes in verse 22, in order to present you holy and blameless and above reproach before him, if you indeed continue in the faith. Do you realize these words describe you right now? In God's eyes, you are holy. You are blameless. You are above reproach because Jesus' perfection covers you. This is how you are presented to him. That's such an interesting phrase Paul uses. In order to present you holy and blameless and above reproach. Have you ever been presented anywhere? Have you ever been formally introduced? Or in a situation where all eyes are on you? How did you prepare for that moment? Chances are you took some time to look and feel your best. So there was some grooming that took place. You carefully chose your outfit. You wanted that moment of presentation to shine. You might think of a bride on her wedding day. And that might, in fact, be the image that Paul has in mind as he's writing these words. Here's the image. At the moment of truth, when you are presented to God, He sees nothing but beauty. He sees someone who is holy, blameless, above reproach because you are wearing the perfection of Jesus by faith. He died to clothe you in His perfection. It's a priceless gift. And you get to wear it. Do you know that this is how much He treasures you? Would you pray with me, please? Heavenly Father, when we come into contact with Your Word, and sometimes just our own conscience tells us that we are imperfect and flawed and deeply troubled, convince us by the power of Your Word and Spirit today that You solved the problem of our imperfection, not by forcing us to try harder, but by applying the perfection of Jesus to each of us. And we get to live in the results of that by faith. May this free our hearts. May this fill our hearts with great joy. May this be the catalyst that spurs us on to a life of faith and works that serve our neighbor as a way of praising and thanking You. We pray this all with great gratitude to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Your Son, with the Holy Spirit. Amen.